Hello everybody, this is Hecaton Chire, and I am going to do a quick review, or a secondary review, because I guess I have the first review up, of my Diamondback. This is a 2014 Diamondback recoil. It was the stock one, the lowest one you could buy. They had it on sale for $450, and I just saw it go on sale for $460 like 2 days ago online, shipped. Overall, I mean, I've only had crappy bikes, so this is a step up. I know it's not like the most epic downhill, but I think for XC or anything like that, this would be perfect. It's people complain about the weight. I ride these things, and 400 something pounds, 200, 250, 270. This thing weighs, I think, 48 pounds altogether. So the weight isn't that big of a deal. I don't feel it straining me in any way, not anywhere near as much as this stuff. So if you do actually ride a motorcycle or something and you're kind of scared away by weight, I would definitely look past that. That is not an issue. I did have to upgrade the rear shock. It came with, I think it's like $45 online. The EXA Form 290. It's a coil and oil. And I didn't like it. I could have probably changed the spring out and gotten a better feel, but it just felt like it was too bouncy. And you can't really adjust this besides for ride height. You can, I guess, with a different spring and then different oil, you can get it to feel different. But I figured if I just bought this shock and tuned it to how I like it, then the bike would be better for me. And it did. It made the bike feel way better. The rear tire plants a lot better now. I don't think you'd have to actually get this shock. It's a, what the heck is it? It's the RockShox Monarch. Plus, and it has the debonair, the bigger can, and it has the lockouts, so you can go into more of a hardtail while you're going uphill and stuff, and that actually helps a ton, not going through the compression stroke while you're trying to get up some hills. I usually have it on max or minimum compression, just so the rear end soaks up a lot more. The front shocks do suck. I mean, I've seen like real downhill bikes and how much they can soak up and how much the rider's actually bouncing around. These can max out really quick. I mean, and not off of very high stuff. So I wouldn't be taking this thing off of anything high or going off of any huge trails. But just like I said, XC kind of like mid-level riding. I see no reason why this thing wouldn't be a really good option for the price it is. And the stuff on it's not that bad. Obviously, plastic pedals, you might want to swap those out. I prefer them because I enjoy my shins. And I don't usually have problems with my feet slipping off. Because I use my legs a lot on the seat now that I've matured and realized that the seat does need to come up and you use that to help you turn and everything. So, yeah. Takes me back to like the motorcycle. You're using your legs a lot. If you have any questions about the bike, why do I have the reflector on? I do ride on the street with my girlfriend, and me taking off this 10 piece or 10 cent piece of plastic just to look cool is not gonna happen. I'm at a point in my life I'd rather, every chance I can get not to get hit by a vehicle would be better. It doesn't throw me off. My hand doesn't hit it. It doesn't do anything negative. If someone calls me out on it, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, I don't care. The tires that come with it, for loose stuff, then you really, really have to be committed to whatever line you're taking because they will. It seems like they slide out really easy. It's not much traction on them, so I don't know how into the biking everyone is that's on my channel, probably kind of just getting into it. This is more than enough. This is more than an average person could use, I'm sure. If you start really getting aggressive and stuff, then you might find weak spots. But it being a 29er, it feels high. If you're a tall person like I am, then you feel just like abnormally high. I mean, the seat height on my bike is taller than my motorcycle. And I think it's about the same as my Supermoto. Obviously not as high as my dirt bikes, but that's saying something. You're really high up there. So if you're not into that, that's something to think about. I think I'm going to end the video here. If you have any questions or want me to review certain parts of the bike that I'm missing, let me know, and I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.